The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, and what a glorious Thursday it is to be alive here on the Menu Live. Yes, indeed, what a glorious day to be alive here on this Thursday, September the 15th. We are having such a great time because, foodies, you will be rejoicing about all of the great things we have in store for you on this show. We're going to be talking to our good friend Ray Flores from Cerveza's Taco Garage, who has the Copa de Hot Dog, the first annual Sonoran Hot Dog Eating Contest, rolling out for you this Friday at Cerveza's Taco Garage on Speedway and Swan. You don't want to miss that. We're going to be talking with Yvonne Fouché, as we do each and every week, about a great wine of the week that she has showcased at her weekly tasting, and plus some information about a fourth anniversary celebration over at Catavinos that you can take advantage of. We're going to have the opportunity to taste a ton of wine, and in fact, she's going to be throwing some beer into the conversation, which we haven't seen, so we're ready to celebrate that. And then for all local enthusiasts of the soul food movement, there is a great restaurant that has only been open here in Southern Arizona for just a couple of months called The Onyx Room. And we're going to have the executive chef John Bryant and manager Leandria Bryant in the studio for themselves to share all of their great passion about soul food and what that means and how all of us in Tucson, Arizona can really sink our teeth into what soul food is all about. I'm really looking forward to that. I haven't had real good soul food since I was in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago, so we're really looking forward to that. Also, a little bit of housekeeping here. We want to make sure that all of our listeners follow us on Facebook. We've got a large and growing fan base of people that want to know what is going on in the culinary scene across Southern Arizona. Who's drinking what wines? Who's eating where? Who's been chatting with who? Who's been seen with who? This is the place to get all the late-breaking information on who our guests are going to be, where some of our live remote broadcasts are going to be. In fact, we use our Facebook page to do a little trivia for ourselves, like we do here on this show every week. And we're giving away gift certificates from great restaurants all the time on our Facebook page, but you have to be a member of our community to take advantage of that delicious stuff. So do yourself a favor and go to facebook.com/onthemenulive. I'll do it again, facebook.com/onthemenulive, and like us, like I like you, and join our community and get ready to rent some great stuff and learn all that's going on in the Southern Arizona culinary world. Also, our website has become a destination for foodies across Southern Arizona. OnTheMenuLive.com is going to be a place where you can come to learn all about our great sponsors, to listen, if you have any interest whatsoever, to all of our historic shows when we broadcast live from restaurants across Southern Arizona, when we get to feast on the majesty of the artwork of chefs, celebrated chefs all across the Old Pueblo. You can listen to all of our shows. You can download them. You can share them with your friends and families. They make great stocking stuffers as we approach the holiday here. And speaking of our sponsors, I would be remiss if I didn't take just a couple of seconds to really praise the work that they do. And I know that all of our listeners are big fans of our sponsors, many of whom were introduced to them for the first time right here on this radio show, Main Gate Square. We broadcast our show on the first Thursday of every month from a different restaurant or bar in Main Gate Square. Of course, that's that great strip of fun on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. There's over 50 restaurants and salons and boutiques and bars. There's something for everyone down at Main Gate Square. So go to MainGateSquare.com and find out what's awaiting you. Tucson Originals, another valued sponsor of On the Menu Live. That is the collective of local and independent restaurants in Southern Arizona who do some of the great things on the culinary scene. Some of the best chefs in the Western United States own or are part of Tucson Originals restaurants. Go to TucsonOriginals.com. Entourage Transportation, one of our great new sponsors who provide opportunities to get you home safely from point A to point B after you've imbibed a little too
too much and don't want to spend the money on a taxi or go back and find your car the next day, and you certainly don't want to drive while impaired. So go to EntourageTucson.com to learn a little bit more about them. And then WineEnquirer.com, one of our newest sponsors, a destination for the Southern Arizona wine enthusiast. Everything you need to know about wine pairings and wine education and great recipes and great stories and some great video at WineEnquirer.com. One of my favorite sponsors, and she's gone back with us to some of our early days here on The Menu Live, is Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. I think really the one-stop authority for all the great things of wine and company and community and camaraderie. And there's always something going on down at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. In fact, the hallmark of your weekly experience should be this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., where Yvonne Fouché rolls out the red carpet for you and introduces you to these creative themes, these great wine tasting that she has been working all week on preparing. And it's always such a fun atmosphere over there at Catavino. Speaking of Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, I mean, what a coincidence. I open my mouth, I begin to speak poetically about Catavino's, and I hear Yvonne's voice. What's going on?
Oh, you're too kind, Matt. Oh, I'm just sitting here getting ready for the weekend, and it's a busy one here, but we're having a blast.
Well, there's a lot going on this weekend, and you know, we want to start by talking about the wine of the week, because I love what you do each and every week. You survey the landscape of all the great grapes across the world and choose just that one bottle that you want to introduce our listeners and your guests to. So before we have a conversation about some really exciting things going on this weekend, what's the wine of the week this week?
Well, I'm sipping on it as we speak.
Imagine that. Imagine.
And it's an absolutely beautiful Brut Rosé out of Argentina.
Lovely.
And that's part of the reason that I wanted to feature this wine this week, is because I don't find a lot of sparkling wines out of Argentina.
Right.
And so this one is just so beautiful. And it's 100% Pinot Noir, just the way the French wanted it to be.
Yes.
It's got this real pretty red... pinkish red color, and it's got full fruit, floral, it's got strawberries and cherries on the nose, and then you start tasting it, and those strawberries and cherries come out, and then you start getting a little bit of rhubarb and some anise.
Oh,
and it's
gorgeous.
Got this really long finish, which is also wonderful about a sparkling wine. So it's just real fresh and lively in the mouth. It lasts. It's got good body to it, good flavors. It's absolutely wonderful.
You know, one of the things that we celebrate each and every week, and I know I say this a lot, but this is another example of it, of what I mean by education. So when you think of a great sparkling wine, you know, there's some wonderful Proseccos and some Cavas that you've introduced me to, and they sort of pay off that expectation of light and crisp and sparkly and fun. But when you think about these, for example, this Brut Rosé, this Argentinian 100% Pinot Noir sparkling, to have this complexity of flavors that you normally wouldn't associate with a sparkling.
Yeah, exactly. It's really, really nice. And it's just going over. It's going over wonderful. Everybody is just loving it as much as I do. So I'm always thrilled when that happens. Now, another thing, and I'm always a sucker for responsible wineries. And this is a sustainable winery. They have respect for the earth. They developed their winery to have respect for the earth ever since the get-go.
Beautiful.
So, you know, they believe that, you know, all of the earth is tied together, and if you don't take care of the earth, it doesn't take care of you. So they're just, I love their attitude. I love everything about them. I carry a few Santa Julia wines in the shop, but I just ran across this rosé, and it was like, okay, we're bringing it in.
You know, there's this great interrelationship between those kinds of wines and really Catavinos as a culture, because Yvonne Fouché is always out to make a difference in the lives of her customers by giving them what they want, listening to what they want, listening to what they like in wine, because it's entirely a subjective experience. But in addition to making a difference in the lives of her customers, she's really about making a difference in the lives across the planet. And that's why she's hosted such tastings as, you know, featuring those wines that give so much money away to charity and these kinds of things. And, you know, you just don't find that culture at any of these other, you know, dare I say, big box store.
Right.
I mean, you don't have that sense of community, that sense of belonging, that sense of passion that you feel the moment you walk into the front door of Catavinos.
And like you say, that is so near and dear to me, and that was what my intention was when I opened the shop. And a lot of people thought that I couldn't pull it off, but you know what? People appreciate that, and I appreciate them for appreciating it.
Well, you know, you talk about ever since you go back to the first days you opened the shop, we've got a little bit to talk about there. But again, we want to remind our listeners, this great Brut Rosé, this Argentinian Brut Rosé, 100% Pinot Noir with this wonderful complex flavor profile that Yvonne has talked about. How much is the wine of the week cost?
Well, yep, Matt, once again, this is at the high end of the scale, buddy. We're talking $14.99.
$14.99 at the high end of a price spectrum for a world-class wine of all the 350 wines that Yvonne stocks at Catavinos from all over the world. Premium wines, there's not one bottle. I dare you to find one bottle in the entire store that she has priced over $15.
Well, that's also the business model we got going here. And, you know, the Brut Rosé, the reason we're featuring the Brut Rosé is because we're celebrating this week. And so the entire tasting is all sparkling wines. And I have them from all over the world. I've got one from Spokane, Washington, as well as Willamette Valley. I've got them from France. I got it from Spain. I got this one from Argentina. So we have a Rosé Cava. We have a Brut Cava. You name it. We're covering the world today with sparklies.
Absolutely delicious. And when we think about sparkling and celebration, you're coming up on a milestone moment. Your fourth anniversary of Catavinos, and you are kicking out a party in full order. What's going on Saturday?
Oh, we're going to have a blast. This is the fourth year in a row that we've had my anniversary party. I kind of keep it under wraps because... You know, we have 50 wines that you can taste in the shop, and the cost to get in the door is $15. Now, this year, what we're doing is we're adding a whole new element, and we're bringing in some Arizona beers. I'm going to start carrying beers, but I want to focus on local, and we have so many wonderful breweries here in Arizona that I'm going to focus on just the wonderful Arizona beers that we have. So this Saturday, you know, I don't put this in the newspaper. I don't advertise this because I'd have 1,000 people
here. All right,
here.
So we're just going to keep this just between the two of
just
us.
Just between me and you.
Okay, you got a deal.
But I do want to extend the invitation. It is invitation only. And I do want to extend the invitation to your listeners and my listeners because so many of your wonderful listeners have come into the shop and they've said, "We've listened to you on the radio, and we really have meant to get down here." Well, all of those who have said that and haven't made it, I want them to come down. I want them to see what Catavinos is all about.
Perfect.
And we got room for you. We got plenty of room for every last one of them. And the problem is they're going to get spoiled because, you know, this is kind of a big deal. We put a tent up in the back. I got all the distributors here. We have palate cleansers that are available. We've got people running around just waiting on them hand and foot. So it's really a wonderful party that we throw every year. And this year it's Saturday from 2 to 6, and I want all your listeners to stop by and say hi.
Saturday from 2 to 6 at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, 3063 North Alvernon, just a stone's throw south of Fort Lowell. For only $15, you can taste up to, a challenge is someone to go through them all, up to 50 wines and 6 local Arizona beers. There's going to be some great music. There's going to be a great 10% off sale, but the secret word is On the Menu Live. So when you approach the door and, you know, you sort of are checking in, you got to say, "On the Menu Live, I heard you on the radio," and Yvonne is going to roll out the red carpet for you. What a great party.
I'm excited to meet the rest of the customers of yours that I haven't met. I want them to learn to come in and experience Catavinos and just see what a good time we have here, and have them join the family as well. Because that's one thing about Catavinos that has been so rewarding for me. And one of my original intentions was to help strengthen community. And so many people here now know each other because of Catavinos. And that just, you know, the personal satisfaction that comes out of that's wonderful. So I welcome all those people to just join us.
Wonderful. Well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. is this great tasting. And then again, Saturday from 2 to 6 is this fourth annual anniversary party. I can't wait to be a part of this. You've made such a difference in my life. And congratulations on a wonderful fourth year.
Oh, thank you so much. I look forward to the next 20?
Right
20
there with
at
you.
A minimum.
Right there with you, sister. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn more about this special place called Catavinos. And when we come back, the man himself, Mr. Ray Flores, is in the house. Don't go away.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell here in a delicious show, and things just getting tastier and tastier. You know, as Yvonne Fouché talked about, the importance of supporting local, supporting the local guys. You know, there's a number of people across this community who really take that challenge authentically and take it very seriously. And there's one guy in particular who is at the epicenter of the whole local movement, and he's my good friend Ray Flores from Cerveza's Taco Garage. What's going on, brother?
How you doing, Matt? How's everything over there?
Everything is rocking and rolling. I mean, the minute I say Ray Flores is going to be on the show, it's like the phones just start lighting up.
hate calls, bill collectors, which one?
Anyway, I celebrate, Ray, your passion and your family's commitment to supporting Oakland. I follow you on Facebook. I've bought in to your story, into your message, into your platform of the importance of supporting local. And all of our guests have the opportunity to experience exactly what that is by going to one of the great local establishments right here in Tucson on Speedway and Swan, Cerveza's Taco Garage. You're going to be doing something on Mexico Independence Day, which is September 16th. That I don't think I've seen the likes of it anywhere around. What do you have up your sleeve on September 16th?
Well, you know, we looked at that big Nathan's hot dog contest that happens every Independence Day, 4th of July, and what's the most well-known food item to come out of Tucson since the chimichanga? You know, the Sonoran hot dog and Mexican Independence Day, which is often misaligned with Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
You know, we celebrate it, and it's a fun day to party up. A lot of our friends head to Vegas for the weekend. It's a big Vegas weekend. That's why they have those big fights. But we want to keep people here in Tucson. We want to throw an event that's going to draw some national attention, draw some regional attention. We decided to throw a Mexican hot dog eating contest at Cerveza's. We do them there. We do them really well. They're a lot of fun to eat, and I think it's part of our culture right now.
I think that's great. You know, I have long been a fan of the Sonoran taco, the Sonoran dog taco at Cerveza's. I didn't know that you actually had the Sonoran dog itself on the menu. So you're going to be making those babies up, and you're going to challenge competitors to come in. And I don't know if there's any seats left to compete, but give us an idea of how this competition is going to be staged.
Well, you know, it's our inaugural year. We plan on doing this really big time. We're going to open up a Cerveza's at Tucson Mall. And one of the things that General Growth loved about this thing was, hey, are you going to bring that contest over to the mall? I'm like, absolutely.
Awesome.
The concept being, you know, just like Nathan's deal, we're going to, you know, or any of the, you know, licensed federal, you know, they have this organization for eating contest. We're working
eaters,
on those rules.
Right on.
We're following those rules. So it's how many, there's a weight issue to it. Like you have to weigh the pan. And so the weight's accurate. And then, you know, a time limit of 10 minutes is what we put on it.
Wow.
But they're going to be eating the fully loaded hot dog. This is not going to be something where they can just eat a bun and a weenie. It's going to be the fully loaded hot dog. So, you know, these guys are up for the challenge. It's funny, in Tucson, as everything tends to be sometimes, we started off a little slow. We weren't getting people interested. We thought, hey, you know, is this not intriguing enough for people?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, in the last 2 days, we've had guys from L.A. who are going to come in that have trained with the famed Kobayashi. We've got a gal out of New Mexico that's coming down. It's just, you know, I'm getting excited about it because it's just going to be a blast.
So I'm thinking by this time next year, if it hasn't happened already, we're going to be seeing Joey Chestnut in Tucson for the first time.
I hope so, man. That would be a lot of fun to have. To get that level, look, here's the deal. What you just talked about with your friend from Catavinos, buying local, doing local. I'm not saying you can do it every time, but if you took half your dollar that you spend every day
right.
and you gave it half to local and half to whoever else, at least that's a start. And this is a good way to go. We're bringing in people from out of town for this thing.
What's wrong with that? I love it.
You know? People are going to check into hotels and paid city sales tax to see a damn hot dog eating contest. Nothing wrong with that.
Right on, brother. I mean, Ray has long been one of the leaders in this community to inspire people about the benefits of supporting local establishments. Now, we've seen Kobayashi enjoy Chestnut with this sort of strategy where they take the bun and then they dip the bread in the water. So that's not going to play at this event that's going to be happening on the 16th. This entire hot dog has to be consumed as is. Now, this isn't just a hot dog with a few jalapenos sprinkled on it. How is the Sonoran hot dog taking shape there at Cervezas?
Well, of course, the big thing is it's wrapped in bacon. You know, it's the weenie is wrapped in bacon. So you can't really just kind of get that one soggy. You got to chew it. The bun is the traditional Mexican hot dog bun, torta bread type of recipe bun we have made locally here by a great bakery called Alejandro's,
yes.
Another locally cooked company.
Yeah.
We had the hot dogs come through Shamrock, another good local company.
Great.
We've decided that we're going to keep the beans on it, the whole beans.
Attaboy.
The mayo, the mustard, the green salsa, the tomato. It's all going to be on there. And, you know, we're going to leave an opportunity for them to dip it in the whole beans because there is water in that, and maybe that'll help them make it soggy. And we've got an extension of premise there so we can have beer out there. So if they decide they want to buy a beer and dunk it in a beer, that's even better.
More power to them. This is great. You know, there is no cutting corners eating a Sonoran hot dog, and the way they're doing it over at Cervezas is really sort of world class. So 10 minutes to eat as many Sonoran dogs as you can within that time limit. Ray, if you were a betting man, what kind of ballpark number are we looking for the guy or the gal who's going to come out the victor? I mean, are we talking, you know, are we talking 10 hot dogs? Are we talking 15? What do you think?
I've got some really big friends that are telling me they're good for 15. So if these guys that are coming from out of the, you know, outside of Tucson that are the more serious world competitors, you know, I don't know. I think we're looking in the 20s.
Yeah, our board operator, engineer, and even the intern here at the Jolt, their mouths are agape, Ray Flores. They are agape when you're talking about eating 15 Sonoran dogs in only 10 minutes. Okay, so what's the deal? What time does this get underway? What do people need to know about it? Do they need to make reservations to come? Give us the details.
Well, we're fencing off the parking lot, so no reservations anywhere. We have plenty of room. We're going to have other great specials on Sonoran dogs inside the restaurant, as well as beer, et cetera. 6 o'clock is the start of the contest. You know, we're pretty much capped on our number of contestants. But if you're a serious, serious certified world champ of some sort out there listening in Matt Russell land, come on in and we'll take you.
This is great. Cervezas, give us the exact address. Where are you guys located?
4699 East Speedway. We're on the corner of Speedway and Swan.
On the corner of Speedway and Swan, Cervezas Taco Garage to host the first annual Copa de Hot Dog, Sonoran Hot Dog Eating Competition. That's tomorrow in my book, Mexican Independence Day from 6 p.m. I can almost guarantee that you're not going to have any more fun on a Friday night than participating and observing the madness that is about to get underway for an historic Tucson event. Ray Flores, I am in awe of you. I love everything that you do. I celebrate everything that your family stands for. I hope to see you on Friday.
Well, more importantly, are you in? I got a seat for you, Matt. I've got a seat for you.
You know, I just came back from Reno last week. I was a judge at the nation's largest barbecue rib competition. 500,000 people, 240,000 pounds of ribs. I don't know that there's room in my stomach. It's going to take me another probably month to make room for something else because the ribs are there. You know, the sort of the exit is a lot more difficult than the entry. If you got my drift.
And isn't that wonderful? 500,000 people went to that. That's what we need in Tucson. We need more of that kind of thing going on. We need support from everybody. You know, it's not just me. It's anybody that wants to do these type of things. We need to support all of it because, who knows, one of them can turn into a half a million person draw for our community.
I love it.
And
Ray Flores, thanks everything for all you're doing. We'll catch up with you later.
Thanks, Matt. Same to you. You're the best.
We're going to take a CNN commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, it's the art and the mystery and the majesty of soul food right here in Tucson. Don't go away.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. Dakota Meyer received the Medal of Honor from President Obama today. The Marine Sergeant saved the lives of 13 U.S. Marines and soldiers and 23 Afghan soldiers during a firefight in Afghanistan. He also recovered the bodies of 4 fallen team members.
Because of your honor, 36 men are alive today. Because of your courage, 4 fallen American heroes came home. And in the words of Jane Layton's mom, they could lay their sons to rest with dignity.
Meyer says he doesn't consider himself a hero. First-time unemployment claims are up again. They rose to 428,000 last week. That's the highest level in 2 months. Casey Anthony was acquitted of killing her 2-year-old daughter Kaylee in July, but today a judge ruled she owes Florida law enforcement nearly $100,000 for the cost of the investigation. This is CNN Radio.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
Get in the zone!
Squeeze every mile per gallon out of your engine. Replace worn plugs with the latest spark plug technology at AutoZone. New laser-welded Bosch Iridium plugs deliver high efficiency with extra long life. Now at AutoZone, save up to $16 after mail-in rebate when you buy 8 new Bosch Iridium spark plugs. Limit 16. See store for restrictions and details. More driving, less fuel with the trusted advice at AutoZone. Because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
You could win big with Wolverine's Backyard Bonanza Sweepstakes. I'm Jason Cameron, licensed contractor and TV host. If you're like me, you love being outdoors. Now is your chance to win the ultimate backyard. I'm talking about a stainless gas grill, fire pit, furniture, the works. Enter for a chance to win now at Wolverine.com. The Wolverine Backyard Bonanza.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents in the 50 United States and D.C. 18 or older with a valid email address. Visit Wolverine.com by November 30th, 2011 for official rules, price details, and instructions to enter. Void where prohibited.
I'm Charles Osgood. To all the loyal customers out there who have rated us highest in customer satisfaction for auto insurance claims experience, we thank you, and thank you. Auto Owners Insurance, ranked highest in customer satisfaction 3 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. For award information, visit jdpower.com. Auto Owners Insurance. Promises made, promises kept. To find the independent insurance agent nearest you, visit autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt. Beautiful.
and welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell having a grooving time here at the Jolt. We talked to Ray Flores about the Sonoran dog eating contest. We talked to our good friend Yvonne Fouché about all the things that she has in store for you at Catavinos this weekend. And now the time has come for us to celebrate what we have always talked about. You know, who remembers this song? We're going to be coming to you on a dusty road. Good lovin', I got a truckload, and when you get it, you got something. So don't worry, because I'm coming. Who knows the answer? Come on, guys. I'm a soul man. Now, listen, when you think of soul food, you know, that can mean different things to different people. And there are people that say they know what Southern cuisine is all about. And you know, and they sort of throw together, you know, here's some okra or here's some black eyed peas. And presto, you've got a soul food restaurant. I say au contraire, because there's a place that just opened up just a few months ago here in Tucson that think they know what it takes to provide our listeners with an authentic soul experience. And it's called the Onyx Room, and I have my new best friends here in Tucson, Leandria Bryant and Executive Chef John Bryant from the Onyx Room. What's going on, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. I tell you, you brought some gifts to share.
We did.
And I can't take, I mean, we have to usually wait for a few minutes before we start the tasting, but I can't take it anymore. The aroma, I just can't even begin to put into words, but we're going to titillate our taste buds a little bit and put that off until we learn a little bit more about this great place. So, Leandria, the Onyx Room has been open now for how long?
The Onyx Room has been open since April 1st.
Wow.
And we are located at 106 West Drachman. And we are what we consider the only soul food restaurant in Tucson.
I think so. 106 West Drachman. So what are the cross streets there? Drachman
and Stone.
Oh, Drachman and Stone. Everybody knows where Drachman and Stone is. Yeah. You know, roll down your window and follow your nose, and you're going to find yourself right at the Onyx Room. So let me ask you this, Leandria. I mean, was it just sort of one day where you decided that your family, you know, you were going to wake up one day? I don't know what you did before you opened this restaurant, but did you always have this dream of providing this community with great, authentic soul food?
My parents have been talking about opening a soul food restaurant, or really a supper club is what they've been wanting to open.
Right on.
Something that they used to, you know, someplace they used to hang out in Cleveland.
Right.
And so they wanted it to be good food, good music, dancing, you know, friends, just, you know, everybody kind of coming together, having a good time. And I think we nailed it with the Onyx Room.
And it's against the backdrop of this great, the passion that you guys have for soul food. And I mean, I looked at your menu, and I have to admit, I've not yet been to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard about it, I said, this is too good to keep to myself. I've got to have you guys in here. But when you take a look at that menu, it really is, it's the experience that brings you in. But once you're there, you're introduced to all of these other things that are going on in the restaurant.
It's what we grew up on.
Exactly.
I mean, my mother's from Alabama, my father's from Georgia. So, you know, fried chicken, fish, collard greens, black-eyed peas, macaroni and cheese.
Keep it going. Don't stop.
That's what we grew up eating. And my brother figured out how to cook it really well, so that's why we have him back in the kitchen.
Let's talk about brother here. This is Executive Chef John Bryant from the Onyx Room. Now, Chef, you know, my hat's off to you. I'm not wearing one. I know you are, but maybe my hat's off to you. If I gave you one, you'd have two. But listen, you've assumed a tall order. You have put yourself out there and said, you know, our menu is authenticity in its finest sort of way about soul food. Help our listeners understand. I mean, we're talking to the oracle of wisdom in this community about soul food. How do you define exactly what soul food is all about, Chef?
I just soul food to me is just cooking from the soul.
Hey, you know, nothing wrong with telling the truth. You know, I mean, cooking from the soul. So when you're actually back there, you know, whether you're coming up with recipes for the menu or you're actually, you know, leading your kitchen staff to producing these kinds of things, I mean, if you don't feel it, you can't cook it, right? Is that the way it is?
Absolutely.
So this is a mind, body, spirit kind of a thing, because, you know, anyone can fry some chicken, right? I mean, I'm not a great chicken fryer. You know, I'm at home with my smoker, but I can't fry chicken. But when you fry chicken, or when you take, you know, something like pork, and I think the word smother is on your menu like 9 times. I looked at your menu. The word smother is there more than any other word. When you love a dish so much that you want to smother it with goodness, that's really a gift to your guests.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I love cooking, so.
Right on, right. So give us an idea of some of the things that are on your menu when you're thinking, you know, thinking about authentic soul cuisine. What are your guests going to see when they open the menu?
Smothered pork chops, fried chicken, pork shoulders. Brisket.
Oh, yeah.
Catfish.
Say it again.
On Fridays, pig feet.
It's okay. Now you can't just drop that and move on. Yeah, this is an historic moment here on the Menu Live, because I might have to go back and listen to some old shows, but I definitely think this is the first time that the words pig feet have been uttered on live radio in Tucson, Arizona. You need to take a bow for that that milestone. Fridays or pig feet? What are you doing with the pig's feet?
Oh, we'll cook them up real good.
So you source the pig feet from, you know, your favorite vendors, and how are you preparing those babies?
Well, basically, put them in a pot of water.
Yeah.
I season them up real good.
Yeah.
Some onions.
Yeah.
A little some crushed red peppers.
Beautiful.
And just let them sit there and marinate for about, it takes about 4 hours.
Oh my gosh. So they really pick up all of the goodness that you've let them swim around in for a while before they go to their last moment.
Yep.
And all the meat just falls off the bone and
pig feet Friday.
Ever tasted.
So that's going on every Friday from what? I mean, is that during lunch and dinner? Or
lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner. How's that? How's pig feet Friday going?
For as long as they last.
Yeah. Pretty much. So you talk about, you got some shoulder, you got some brisket, you got some chicken, you've got some of this, you know, pig feet, all of this great, you know, you'll go on that website, you see some of the pictures, and you just start drooling. You've also got a very active Facebook following, and I got to learn a little bit more about you on your Facebook page with all the great events that you have. But getting back to the menu, now let's say that that there is a guest who is not, you know, adventurous enough to try the pig's feet there, chef. I mean, you've got some fare, like some salads and things like that, that is going to appease anybody, right?
Yeah, some real chicken salad. Grilled chicken, fried chicken salad.
Yeah, tomato,
special
cucumber,
today, actually.
Oh, very cool.
That is the special today, the grilled and fried chicken salad.
Oh, that's great. And then if there's room left at the end of the experience, you know, there's always got to be room for dessert. And again, at the Onyx Room, it doesn't appear to be just, you know, like a scoop of ice cream with a cherry on top. I mean, talk about some of these desserts.
Sweet potato pie, my mom's recipe.
Really?
Really good. The peach cobbler's awesome, and the banana pudding, world famous.
So, are you going to let us in on Mama's recipe, or is that something that you would say that if you did, you'd have to kill me?
Yeah,
and let me just say that appears that you'd be capable of killing me. I mean, I want to be honest with our listeners. That is something that you don't want to incur the wrath of Chef John Bright. You want to keep a smile on this man's face, because if you cross him, that's not going to be pretty.
I'm a big old bear.
So Mama's not going to disclose the magic and the mystery behind her secret desserts.
Yeah, she will not let me give that up to you.
But you can feast on Mama's goodness.
Yes.
Right down there at the Onyx Room. So this menu is great. Again, some of the items on this menu, I challenge our guests and our listeners to see on any other menu across Southern Arizona. And the way you've packaged it together, and like you said, soul food is preparing food with soul, that you've just nailed it. Because in its simplicity, it's absolutely true. The food, clearly, Leandria Bryant, is the centerpiece of your experience. But talk a little bit about this really kind of kicking bar and lounge atmosphere you guys got going on down there.
Well, the whole atmosphere of the Onyx Room is festive. When you walk in, you won't see a lot of, well, you'll see some pictures hanging, but really you'll see paintings. We have murals on the wall, you know, baby grand piano, a cello, a nightclub group called the Beverlyettes, which is my mom's name. All the tables have designs on them. Mary Hooker, who is our designer, just came and she just totally transformed the restaurant.
I love it.
And so at nighttime, we, you know, turn down the chandeliers, and
yes,
we have a DJ or we have live music. This past Saturday, the old school concert that was here with the Delphonics, and they were all down at the Onyx Room playing. And it's a fun place, and it is that typical supper club. If you grew up someplace where you went to a supper club and you had dinner and then you went out dancing afterwards, you can do all of that at the Onyx Room.
You know, it's fun. I'm glad you mentioned supper club, because in sort of that concept is what some people are looking for, because it really doesn't exist in Tucson, or it didn't until you opened up in April. But when you got, you know, when business travelers like myself, when you're on the road and you're looking for great restaurants, it's easy to find a supper club atmosphere wherever you're traveling, right? So whether you're, I was just in Atlanta a couple weeks ago, so you can find that. That really hasn't come together in Tucson yet, so you can get that supper club experience in a real kind of traditional way without getting on a plane and going to another community. It's happening right here, right now, at the Onyx Room on Drachman and Stone. And yeah. So full bar down there?
Full bar.
Right.
Full bar. Four bartenders back there, full waiting staff. I mean, we'll take care of you the minute you walk through the door.
Now, Chef, when I'm going to order the pig's feet, right? either if I'm not going to come down there tomorrow, I'm going to come down there next Friday.
Okay.
What should I be drinking with my pig's feet? I mean, have you thought about the pig feet pairing? I mean, is this a classic ice cold beverage, kind of a beer thing, or am I going to be doing a glass of wine? Or
I enjoy a Budweiser with it myself.
Attaboy. So you can do what Chef John Bryant does himself and enjoy pig's feet with Budweiser. You know, there's nothing more classically American than that. I mean, come on. We can talk about, you know, French cuisine, or we could talk about Australian down under. You know, Americana at its best is pig's feet and beer.
Pig's feet,
collard greens, cornbread, and beer.
Oh my gosh! That you've rounded it out in a beautiful way. Okay, I can't take it anymore. I am staring here at door number one and door number two. So as we begin to unleash, oh my goodness! I wish we had a camera. I wish this was a TV show. Oh my goodness! All right. I am going to ask you to describe what you brought here. I'm going to do a little tasting here, and I want all of our friends and guests here in the studio to have a little bite for themselves. But I haven't had anything to eat in several hours, so my palate is fresh, and it's ready, and it's willing, and it's able, Chef John Bryant. I'm ready to go. Where do I start?
Catfish.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that. Okay, right here?
Catfish.
Okay, so talk about this. This is a sizable hunk of catfish. Is this an authentic creation? Is this something that you just brought to make the radio guy happy? Or is this a real, this is a catfish that you're going to get?
That's what you're going to get served at Donnie's Room.
Talk about the coating on this catfish.
It's a seasoned cornmeal and flour mixture.
Oh my goodness. Okay, see, this is what's happening again. I'm eating, and you got to keep talking. I'm enjoying this catfish so much, and I know that our listeners are enjoying the catfish. So, absolutely delicious. Let me tell you something about this catfish. Catfish is easy to do wrong, right? I mean, you can ruin a catfish if you walk away from that bad boy from like more than a second and a half. So the fact that you've kept the texture alive, you kept it beautifully moist, the sections are coming off beautifully with no resistance. You don't need a knife for this. And the coating is just, it's delicate. It's not that tempura, deep fried, cave of dough around a little piece of fish that you got to look around for. The centerpiece of the catfish is the fish. Can you imagine? This is absolutely delicious. I feel like I'm at the Onyx Room. I'm going to have another bite. All right, what's going on over here, Chef?
That's the fried chicken right there.
Right here?
Yes, sir.
Again, you can see the chicken. You actually can see the chicken underneath the coating, so you don't go crazy with that coating. It's just enough to give it a little bit of a crunch when you're going in, but that payoff is in that beautifully moist chicken. So I'm going in. Leandria, talk about what kind of flavors I'm going to experience as I go in.
When you take a bite of that.
Yes, and if my wife is listening, I'm not eating the skin. I'm going to put the skin off to the side.
That's the best part.
No,
I'm saying
my wife is listening.
Okay.
Hint, nudge, nudge, wink, okay. Wink. I'm putting the skin in my mouth, Leandria. And it's the only place it can go.
And not only are you going to taste the flavor in the skin, but you're going to taste it all throughout that chicken. That people come in every day, and what they say is, I want to try the chicken. We heard you guys have the best chickens. I mean, everyone who's coming in the first time, and I ask them, everybody, how did you hear about the Onyx Room? Word of mouth, they told us we have to come try the chicken.
Yeah, this
so
is
that
really
is
good.
The chicken that is you what have to put, come try.
That is what has put the Onyx Room on the map, because you can taste the chicken. Absolutely beautiful. So I see some collard greens.
Collard
greens. I'm going in. Cover me. I'm going
in. You have to eat them with the cornbread.
Oh, is that what's in this
green,
level?
Yes, the collard greens and cornbread, they go together.
Oh my gosh.
That's the best flavor.
Beautifully glistening cornbread, not a brick that you got to saw in half. Just coming right apart.
Look at
the texture is beautiful. So is there a way to do this? Do I put the collard greens on the cornbread?
Well, can I tell you how I would do it if I were in Alabama with my mother?
Come on now,
baby. I would take that cornbread and I would pick the collard greens up with the cornbread in your fingers.
Oh, my goodness.
And get all the juice.
Oh, my gosh.
and then you stuff it in your
mouth.
That's the way to eat it. I have not
touched a fork.
You don't need a fork when you're eating cornbread and collard greens.
Oh, my good Lord. I can't, this is so good. I've done it with my fingers.
Yes.
I've taken the cornbread. I've soaked up those collard juices.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm making a fool of myself, though, because I've got collard greens all over the microphone. But you know what? It's a happy microphone. That's what a microphone wants. So talk to me about these last two dishes before we give away a gift card for the Onyx Room.
So those are the black-eyed peas and the macaroni and cheese.
Okay. Can't do soul food without black-eyed peas.
Cannot do soul food without black-eyed peas.
What's the secret to the texture of black-eyed peas? It's not, again, you can't cut corners with black-eyed peas. I mean, is it in the soaking? Is it in the, what, talk about the preparation.
Yes. Soaking, probably soak it, we still soak it about a day. And man. Then,
oh my God.
Then we boil them for a few hours.
I bet you do.
With some,
just sit over there and watch them get happy. Okay,
with ham hocks?
Ham hocks.
Ham hocks, smoked neck bones.
Oh, my gosh. Bones and hocks.
Yes.
You're the bone hock king of Southern Arizona.
I am.
Never let it be said that you have not risen to the challenge. Anyway, all of our listeners are just chomping at the bit, probably quite literally, to see what they can do to try the Onyx Room for themselves, and you have the chance to call in and win a gift card for lunch or dinner at the Onyx Room if you know the answer to this question.
The question is, what famous pizza place was formerly located in the same spot where the new Onyx Room is
located?
Okay,
so before the Onyx Room, it was occupied by a very sort of fairly famous pizza place.
It was a hangout for the U of A students and pretty much the you know, younger crowd that lived over in that area.
And,
so.
And we want to know, what was the name of that famous pizza place that occupies the space now known as the Onyx Room? And if you think you know the answer, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 to get some hock and to get some bone and to get your coating on at the Onyx Room. Good luck. We're going to be right back.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Ha ha! Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell with my two new best friends representing this great place called The Onyx Room over there on Drockman and Stone. I'm talking to Leandria Bryant, the marketing manager, and executive chef John Bryant Jr., the man behind all the smiles. At The Onyx Room, I've had some lovely collard greens with some cornbread, which Leandria said to actually pick up the collard greens with the cornbread. I thought I was violating protocol. She goes, no, dive right in. That's how we do it in Alabama. Great, beautiful, creamy mac and cheese, some black-eyed peas, some great catfish with this beautiful coating, and this fried chicken is just. Anyway, we had a trivia question on the table. What was the name of the famous pizza place that occupied the space that is now the Onyx Room? And we got some callers that have called in to see if they know what it is, and we've got Kirk on line one. Kirk, what's going on?
Not much. I'm just calling in to answer the question.
Well, you know, thanks for listening. I wish you were here to enjoy the feast that has been laid before me. But anyway, Kirk, what do you say? What was the name of that pizza place?
Well, I have to remember the exact address because I didn't get to listen to the whole show. But if it's on the corner of Stone and Drachman, is that the location?
That is.
Stone and Drachman, that location. I'm still trying to,
it's only an hour long show, Kirk. It's,
all right, I'm going to say, it's no longer, but Mario's?
Mario's. Nope. Survey says no. That is not the correct answer. But you know what? If you'd like, you can hang up and try again. That opens up a line at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508. What was the name of that great famous pizza place that occupies the space that is now the Onyx Room? We're going to go to line two and talk to Ken. Hey, Ken, what's going on?
Oh, good afternoon to you.
Hi there, Ken. So I'm bobbing and weaving over here with some collard greens, and
about that fried chicken.
But you can experience the Onyx Room for yourself if you can tell us the name of that pizza place that used to be before the Onyx Room opened. What was it?
Oh, okay. Geez.
Got a guess. Got to need an answer. Running out of time.
Sorry, I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, try again if you'd like to do it. Anyway, that opens up a line at 529-3508. 529-3508. Sydney, who do we have on the line?
Annie.
And Annie is with us. Hey, Annie, how are you?
Hello. How are you?
I couldn't be better. I'm swimming in collard greens. You know, that's,
all right now.
That's what I want to do. But listen, what was the name of this pizza place that used to be in that space? What was it?
Shakey's.
We got a winner. So, Annie, congratulations. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever been to that Shakey's pizza place?
I used to go back in the day.
You used to go back in the day. Now, more importantly, Annie, have you been to the Onyx Room?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have. Okay, I'm sorry, you don't win. No, I'm kidding. You win. Anyway, now, Annie, do you work at the Onyx Room? Is your last name Bryant by any chance?
No.
Okay.
No. My last name is Sykes.
Okay. You know, there's a relationship here.
I know, Annie. Hi, Annie.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
You know, you've got a fan club that follows you. The Bryant family, there's like this Secret Service team that travels with them just to sort of sweep the premises to make sure that there's no threat to national security. You've got friends all over the world. One of them called in. She knew the answer.
Yes.
Annie, congratulations.
All right, then. Thank you.
Anyway, are you taking me for lunch or you just want to go by yourself?
I don't know. Are you available?
Anyway, we might have to chat offline. Anyway, Annie, thanks so much for listening. Don't go away. I want you to get all your information over to Sydney, our board operator, and it's going to be Leandria's privilege to send that gift card to you in the mail. Congratulations!
All right, then. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye, Annie.
Wow! I mean, that feels good.
That does.
One of your friends is listening to the show. Anyway, we've got just about another minute remaining before we have to unfortunately say goodbye. But give our listeners again all the information they need to know about this great restaurant. Where are you located? Your hours of operation, your lunch and dinner, and your website address.
You can visit us Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday from 11 to 2 a.m. and Saturday from 11 to 2 a.m. We'll have a DJ or live music Friday and Saturday night, right. And then Sunday from 12 to 7.
All right, right.
Yeah, and we're located at 106 West Drachman, and our website is theonyxroom.net.
O-N-Y-X, theonyxroom.net. And again, 106 West Drachman on the corner of Drachman and Stone. This is the place that you're going to be. You better have some staff on tonight, girl, because you're going to be busy. Anyway, my last question of Chef John Bryant before we sign off. Of all of the things on that menu, if you were to introduce soul food to a guest for the first time, what's the menu item?
Smothered pork chops.
Smothered pork chops, said like a true professional. Anyway, I want to thank all of my guests for being part of such a special show. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's on The Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
KJLL, South Tucson.